It is right up in there, your time. It is 14 minutes past 1 o'clock, where we get into diving to quite an interesting changes in South Africa. The question is South Africa's new history curriculum a long overdue correction, or are we at risk of rewriting the past in ways that could create a new blind spot? The Department of Education's draft overhaul of the CAPS history curriculum puts African history, local narratives and critical thinking front and centered. But to unpack all of that, both promises and potential pitfalls, we're being joined by Ricardo Myburgh, a history educator working directly within the system. Mr. Myburgh, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
With all of that, let us kickstart to a matter of, as a history educator working on the ground, what is your first reaction when you heard and saw of this draft of the revised CAPS history curriculum? And having that, your experience in the classroom, do you see any necessities when it comes to these proposed changes?
Yes, the changes is important, very important, but we can't go African-centric without the colonialist history. That's also a vital part which our kids must know about. But the current system, history curriculum, is all about the road to freedom, but none of the ethnic people, the slaves, the Malay people, none of the Indian is actually reflected. The history of that is reflected into the system.
Quite an interesting. Do you think also the learners currently feel a disconnection what they are being taught currently? And could these new changes change that or somehow disconnect them totally?
No. What I'm saying, what they're trying to do now is they want to focus on the kingdoms, pre-colonial kingdoms, the history and civilization of Africans. But in South Africa, we must remember, when we use the term African, it includes all races, not just black people, because South Africa is unique in the sense that everybody born on the continent of Africa, no matter your skin color or your race, you are an African. And people forget that. In my country, I hear that people say that Egyptians is not African. Moroccans is not African because they don't look black like black people must look. And that is wrong. Mm-hmm. South Africa is unique in the sense that we must portray the real history of South Africa and not compare us to the history of the whole of Africa.
Quite an interesting that you should mention the diversity that South Africa is having, that is being considered to be a rainbow nation. Where does this shortfall? What does the history of South Africa look like?
The current history, the road to freedom, is all about the liberation. But we tend to forget that. Hello?
Yeah, meneer.
Hello? We tend to forget that the indigenous people, Harry the Strandhoofer, is an important part of our history. We tend to forget that the Malay people was the first slaves here, and the Indian people is an important part of history. And we tend to forget that the whole of Southern Africa, but mainly South Africa, used to belong to the Khoisan, and the land was stolen by black people as well as white people. Remember, Khoza and Zulu arrived after the white men in 1652. Khoza's only arrived in the 1700s and also stole land from the Khoisan. And we must tell the truth about it. And we must tell the truth if we want to go the way of saying trade, pre-colonial kingdoms and trade networks. Go the route and tell the truth. How many kings, black kings, how many black tribal leaders got filthy rich when they introduced white men to slavery? They captured their own people and sold them to slaves and got filthy rich. But you will never hear a black person say sorry for our role which we played during slave trade. But we want to blame it on whites only.
How can this be all be covered within the curriculum? Having that is going to be covering starting from grade 4 until to grade 12. Having that, you're mentioning there seems to be an imbalance and one narrow island story which is being told in terms of the history coming to this point where we're currently at.
What I'm saying, we start in grade 4 with history. But I think we must start not at grade 4. We must start our history in grade 1. And we break it up in small parts according to the age group. So that kids, as they grow up, they become critical thinkers about what's happening currently in South Africa and where they come from, so that they can learn to live with each other and not. Because we must be careful if we go African-centric and we want to go the route of the liberation struggles and all that. What are we going to indoctrinate the kids with? Segregation and hate towards each other. So let's start small, break it up, start from grade 1 and introduce the kids to the history of South Africa step by step until grade 12, where they get a whole holistic picture of where South Africa come from, where it's now, and where we were pre-colonial.
Quite very interesting. And how much would you say there is or this land curriculum is to politically influence, having that the whole heroism of apartheid and some of how it should be looking like and what should be taught in schools, what should be not, having the influence of also the Western world and who the people were the first ones in South Africa? How should this be managed?
It can be managed if we start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. Tell people that Harry de Strandlooper was the first political prisoner sent to Robben Island, and he escaped because he fought the Dutch. Tell the people that story. They must know it, that they didn't give up their land just like that. It was stolen from them by even black people coming here and coming to Eastern Cape and take their land. But tell the history how white and black people worked together during the Stone and Iron Age to build this country. Tell that story before apartheid. Apartheid was bad, but it's gone. It was a 48-year, 1950. I mean, it's gone. All those authors of apartheid is gone. But apartheid must be part of it, showing the segregation of people during apartheid, the laws and those. But that we don't bring the same laws like the current South ANC is doing, bringing reverse apartheid laws. And if we're going to go one-sided on the history of the African people, and especially the blacks, what are we going to teach? We're going to indoctrinate hate towards each other. And we must manage that. We must manage that.
And just lastly, as we're heading to the door, what would you like, especially for the policemakers, to better understand about the realities of teaching history in South African classes?
People must really be honest with history. Don't come up with the lies they read in books. We as teachers have an obligation to go study. Yes, we must taught this curriculum, but give the kids critical thinking like I'm doing. I will tell them, this is what the history books say, but here, look at this part, go investigate, bring it to the classroom so that kids can compare the history of the book and the history of reality, the truth, and they become critical thinkers. How to be a better nation, to work together and work towards one goal, to make South Africa the country it was in the beginning. The country with wealth, the country with people really working together as a rainbow nation, because kids started to put it together, the book, the history in the books, and the history, which is in the truth, is out there, which is not in the book. Bring the two and say, discuss it so people can be more focused on what is right and what was wrong.
That was the educator Ricardo Maiberg, a history teacher, sharing both insight and to the importance when it comes to his reservation around the proposed changes to South Africa's history curriculum. Meneer Maiberg, thank you, man, for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to the audience. Thank you.
Thank you. As the draft remains to be open for the public comment, it is clear that the conversation is far from over and that the voices of educators will be the key in shaping what is to come next. For you there at home, you can also share your thoughts at 066-252-0187. What are your thoughts to the new curriculum, which is up for the revision, looking onto that, especially Africa? But with all of that, Radio NFM, the voice of the Namaqua people.
Another wild community radio station.